223 sockeye were caught on Sunday, the largest catch being the 126 sockeye taken at Station 6. 74 fish were taken at Station 8, 18 fish were taken at Station 10, just 4 sockeye were taken at Station 1, just 1 fish was harvested at Station 4. 116 of the sockeye caught Sunday were taken from the 4.5-inch mesh panels, 107 were taken from the 5 and 1/8-inch mesh panels. Sunday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 42, which pushes the cumulative replacement index number up to 438. Sunday's daily traditional index number was 98. That pushes the cumulative traditional index number up to 1,098. That's not the highest cumulative index number on record, but it's close. The highest number was 1,174 recorded in 2011. The Port Moeller test fishery has been running for many years with the goal of giving fishermen, processors, managers, and others a sense of what is 5 to 8 days away from the inshore fishing districts of Bristol Bay. The test fishery is currently run by the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which is a subsidiary of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. Before BBSRI took over, the test fishery was run for a while by the state of Alaska. The University of Washington also ran the test fishery for many years. Ray Hilborn is a professor in the university's School of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences and is considered one of the foremost experts on fisheries. He watches the developments with the Port Moeller test fishery daily, and he says the index numbers must be used cautiously.
I've just come to realize that it's a pretty crude index. You know, we've been burned so many times by a very strong molar index and then not a particularly weak, that it's one of many indications. But, you know, this time of year, statistically, the preseason forecast has typically been a better predictor of what the total return is going to be. And then catch plus escapement builds up over the season. So you certainly shouldn't live and die by the Port Moeller index, but you should take into account all of the pieces of data that are available.
You can find the updates from the Port Moeller test fishery on the website of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association at bbrsda.com. The test fishery is scheduled to run through July the 10th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.